Decided I would use this place today, and just for variety's sake. And so I encourage you too that sometimes that you might find a new place to worship for variety's sake. And so I'm going to do it. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to move about the cabin. It's like Southwest Airlines. Move about the cabin. Everybody stand up. Move about the cabin. I'm so confused. All right. You guys did it. Way to go. Wait a minute now, we have to do it all over again because there are six people that did not move. No, don't worry about it. You guys did really well. The Lord spoke to Solomon at night. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Let us pray. Lord God, you are a God to be held with great awe and respect. You are a God of nothing but love and strength and power for your people. You have good plans for us. Help us to turn from our wicked ways, that we might truly love you and live as witnesses to your kingdom, so others will turn to you in hope. Grant us your strength this day. Amen. Well, like I said before, today is All Saints Sunday, and we may ask ourselves, so? All Saints Sunday, what is the significance of that? What does it really mean to be a saint? A saint is someone like the disciple Peter, the fisherman. Peter's life was built on his self-sufficiency, skill, his machoism, his boisterous leadership style. That's what he lived by. That's what he held in his hands and he held to. When Peter first met Jesus, he followed him because he was intrigued by Jesus' words, his kindness, his time with people. He was intrigued by how Jesus healed people, forgave people, and led the crowds. Peter was intrigued by that. Peter learned to love this man who forgived, who healed. Peter loved it. To be with Jesus was all of what Peter was becoming. Because of their friendship, because they were together all the time, there was this new Peter that was growing and developing. There were times when being with Jesus was not easy. For Peter, it was very hard. Peter had a great moment where he tried to walk on the water, but then he sank and he had to be rescued by Jesus. Not a good day. Peter had a few times where he wanted to tell everyone that he knew who Jesus was, that he was the Son of the living God, that he was the Messiah. But then Peter also that day also told Jesus that he should not die and would not die in Jerusalem. And Jesus had to say to him, Peter, Satan, get behind me. tough words from the Lord. Peter said he would give his life for Jesus so that no one would hurt him or harm him, that no one would stop the kingdom of God because of Peter. Later that day, the next day, Peter denied Jesus three times. And he went and he wept in sorrow. Peter's a saint. Peter's a saint because he learned the way of Jesus. He learned that he was wrong, mistaken, that he was heading in the wrong direction. And Jesus, he found, was the right direction, the right way to come back. He needed Jesus' strength to come back. He needed Jesus' forgiveness. He needed Jesus' wisdom. He needed Jesus to be standing with him. Peter knew how much he was lacking, how broken he was. But he also knew Jesus was an incredible strength. Jesus stood before Pilate, the Roman governor, and he said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest, but my kingdom is not of this world." Pilate said, "So you are a king." Jesus said, "Yes, you are right in that saying, I am a king. In fact, I was born into this world. For I came into this world to testify to the truth, that everyone on the side of truth listens to me." I'll say that again. "In fact, for this reason," Jesus said, "I was born into the world. For this I came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." Pilate sneered at Jesus. "What is truth?" The word of God is truth. It's like a seed that is planted. It grows and it bears good fruit. May our hearts be good soil to the seed of the word, that we might receive the word of God and let it grow into our hearts. What does it mean to be good soil? What does it mean to be a saint? It simply means that we are to be honest with God about our great need as people. That we need Jesus' strength. We need Jesus' patience. We need Jesus' forgiveness. We need Jesus' truth. To be a saint is simply to be honest with God about our real condition, about our hardness of heart, hardness of mind, of how we're just too darn busy to even care about what Jesus says is the truth. In our gospel reading today, Jesus sees the crowds. He knows their hearts are longing and hungry for truth. Their souls are thirsty to be quenched. Jesus says this, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs." You see, just when we as disciples and followers of Christ are beaten down, worn down, broken, overwhelmed, and the odds are against us, Jesus says this, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." Jesus does not say, "Blessed are the rich, blessed are the powerful, blessed are the wise, blessed are the mighty." But Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." They know they must come to God for strength. They know that they must fill this vacuum in their hearts and the strength of their will. They know that God intends for them to be strong and courageous and joyful. But they know they must come to Him. Saints are like that. They know that their actions are not always the actions that they intend. They know they are in great need, and so they seek God. Jesus says, "Blessed are saints who have not met the Lord, but that have been wrong or who are in great need to get their hearts fixed." Blessed are the saints who have not met the Lord. They know they have been wrong. Blessed are the saints. They know that he redeems their life from selfishness, from wicked ways, because his love is good, his kingdom is good. Peter was a saint because he turned from honoring himself to honoring the Lord. Peter gave his life day by day, word by word, action by action to the Lord. He honored the Lord and not himself, even to the point of going on a cross. What does it really mean to be a saint? It means to hear the call of Jesus in your life. It means to hear his call on you. It's not something that comes from you, but it's something that comes from God towards you. It's heaven reaching down to earth, touching your life. It's saying, you are called. You're the one who my strength, my spirit, my love, and my joy is for. You are the one. Peter was a saint because he received it. He took it in. Hebrews chapter 11 is a story of saints, one saint after the other. By faith, Abel. By faith, Enoch. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Sarah. By faith, Isaac. By faith, Jacob. By faith, Joseph. By faith, Moses. By faith, Joshua. By faith, Rahab. And it goes on and on. By faith. All of those people were people who worshipped other gods. Some were murderers, some were adulterers, some were prostitutes, some were tax collectors. Some were just plain mean. But they all became saints. They heard their call, and they responded. God called, and they were led into a whole new way of life. It was not easy, but it was good, and it was powerful. It was a foundation that was never shaken. They knew God's strength. Maybe you have never felt truly called by God. Maybe that's the condition of your heart or life, that I don't know if I've really been called by God. Really? What does that mean? What would I feel like, or how would I think, or how would I act different? God has called you. Many a time when God's call goes out, his people like Gideon or Samson or Jonah or others deflect the call and say, no, not now. Maybe another day. Not now. I know you're calling me, Lord, but I actually have the courage to say no to you. Lord Almighty God, I'm going to say no right now. But you see, God does not give up. God pursues us. God keeps coming after us in many different directions with love and respect. He calls us. He calls us into being his disciples, being faithful. Jesus says this, we shall love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, our mind, and with all our strength. God says he will accomplish that in us. We'll come to a point someday where we are on our knees and we'll say, God, you are everything and much more. God wills to bring us to that point. So he encourages us not to delay the day, not to be apathetic or indifferent about being called, about being a disciple. He doesn't want us to be cold-hearted about life or distant from it, but he sends us out into the world to speak to the world his truth. Do I care just about my life or how I'll make it? Or am I more like a saint like Peter, who does not care about honoring ourselves, but about honoring those in great need, honoring those who are also called by God but haven't heard yet? Jesus went about doing good all the time, even breaking the law. Jesus broke the Sabbath law. He healed on a Sabbath day. Jesus' kingdom is a kingdom of truth, and where Christians hold themselves and each other accountable to the truth. So we know the word of God. We know what God says is true. And yet many times as Christians, we decide to look the other way. We decide maybe someday I'll be a more faithful disciple. Jesus says today. Peter knew he was wrong. And he changed his path. The apostle Paul, Saul, he knew he was wrong. He changed his path. And sometimes, too, to being a saint means to say, I not only realize that my call is not something that I want, may not want, but it comes from God. And because it comes from God, it's holy. And it's something I should take deep to heart, that he calls me, each of us. We should take that deeply in. Your call is from God. It's not your own doing. We were going to use the PowerPoint today in Luther's writing for the third article. He says this. I'll say it now because we won't say it later. I cannot by my own understanding or strength come to him or know him, but the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel. I cannot know him. I cannot come to him by my own understanding or strength, but the Holy Spirit speaks into our hearts and our lives and says, know him, follow him. Don't delay. I invite you to take out the Bible and turn to page 1217. This is a good book. I don't know if you read it or if you read it daily, but it's filled with truth. It is filled with word, which is both grace and mercy, and word, which is law. And we need both as human beings. We need someone that holds us accountable. We need someone who speaks the truth all the way into our lives. And so John does that here. Chapter 3, page 1217. Beginning with verse 1. These are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up. Strengthen what remains and what is about to die. For I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Obey it and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know a time when I will come to you. Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will be like them, dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Strengthen what remains. You see, our strength has never been good enough. Our past has never been strong enough. That's not where our strength comes from. Our strength comes when we turn to the Lord and turn to his truth and rely on him, not ourselves. That's where we're called to look up. Look up to the Savior of our salvation. Saints are those who overcome the fears of the world that would love to intimidate us, the world that would love to put Christians off to the side of the culture and side of civilization. The world loves to do that. It feels powerful and secure that way. Christians are called to share the truth, to live without fear, to live in the strength of God. Blessed are you when others persecute you for my sake, for righteousness' sake. Jesus says that there is a blessing when you confront the world and you share the truth with the world and call the world into question. There's a blessing that comes with that. Jesus says you will know his presence. You will know his strength. So God invites us by a step of faith to respond to our call of who he's called us to be. And I'm not sure exactly what your call is, or I'm not always sure exactly sure what my call is. What am I to do in certain situations in life in the world? But you have a call. And so one more time, I invite you to turn in the Bible to Romans 12, page 1123, 1123, 1123. This is the greatest chapter in the whole Bible on discipleship. Paul writes, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship." So first, as a follower of Christ, as a saint, we are called to offer our bodies as living sacrifices. Living sacrifices. To be a saint is someone who is willing to suffer for Christ, willing to suffer for their neighbor, willing to suffer for their enemies, willing to suffer for the wicked. That's Jesus' example, that we represent ourselves. That's what it means to follow, what it means to honor others. Paul says, "Do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and prove what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith that God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many from one body and each member belong to all the others." We belong to one another. And so here Paul in verse 6, we have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a person's gift is in prophesying, let him prophesy in proportion to his faith. If it is in serving, let him serve. If it is in teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Hate it. Nothing good ever comes of evil. Beware of it. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for your word. We give thanks for your spirit that plants that word in our hearts and minds. We might not realize the power of the word that we have heard today, but it is at work in our lives. And you will shape us, and you will strengthen us, and you will deliver us to where you want us to be. For this we give you thanks and praise, for your great mercy and your goodness. Amen.